Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday. Again, happiness is here. It is the 10th of September, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, as is Security Friday tradition, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here. It is Friday. You know, we had a short week, so I think today I thought it was still Thursday or something.
I've been waiting for it to be Friday since like Tuesday afternoon. So I'm very glad to finally be correct that today is in fact Friday. And I'm also glad you're here so that we can spend 20 minutes freaking people out. That's kind of what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Today in the here's a headline going to make everybody sleep well tonight category. We have an update on some software that we've talked about before, and that's called Pegasus.
Yes. So Pegasus, we've talked about it. It's from this Israeli-based firm called NSO Group. It is spyware. They sell it to law enforcement and governments. And once your phone is infected, it can basically monitor everything in real time, which is the scary part. So everything can include messages, location data. They can access your camera and secretly take pictures of you. Probably a whole lot more, right? That's pretty scary.
Yeah. Even before you get to, like, and probably stuff we don't know about, even the stuff we do know about is alarming, I will say. Mm-hmm. I do want to point out the footnote to this. Well, so that's the software, but the current headline, the reason that we're bringing it up today is because of one of the latest customers of this software. Yeah.
Yes. So just one more sentence for like background information. So we talked about in July, there was this investigation from Amnesty International. They found that Pegasus may be culpable in the murders and or detention of certain journalists and human rights activists from some of these governments that use Pegasus. The latest government to do so, according to a report this week, is Germany. So it's interesting because apparently Germany's federal government had previously been asked three times if it used spyware. According to this website, Zeit, I think it is, they said in 2019 by some person, Martina Renner, left-wing deputy, the following year by the German Journalists Association, and then this year from Bundestag faction of the Greens. And they say in all cases, the Ministry of the Interior replied that no information was given to this question.
Okay. And now...
And now, as it turns out, Germany's Federal Criminal Police Office has been using it to monitor suspects. And this report didn't really give a lot of information other than that, like what suspects they were monitoring, for example. Just that here's the latest customer that we know of.
Yeah. So, cheers. I hope you're not on the German government's radar, because if you are, I have some bad news for you. But I also have some good news for you, because one of the reasons we talked about this on previous Security Fridays before, one of the reasons we've talked about this before is because there are ways that you can find out if this is installed on your computer. And one of them is a free utility from iMazing. And I'm pointing them out because they are not a sponsor at this point, but they are a friend of the show because I use and appreciate all of their software. You can check out the iMazing website over at iMazing.com, and I'll have a link in the show notes to the article Andrew wrote about iMazing releasing this utility that helps let you know if it's a thing that you've got installed. If it's a thing that you feel legitimately concerned about, there may be a reason to be legitimately concerned, but also if you just sort of are generally worried about the stuff that's installed on your phone, this makes it pretty easy to check that out and whatever sort of mitigation you need to make at that point. So
I did write it up. I tried the tool, and I'm happy to say that Pegasus was not found on my iPhone.
All right. Glad to hear it. Like, on the one hand, that's good news. On the other hand, I feel like maybe you need to try harder so that you're on somebody's list in order to end up with it installed. Like, I'm kind of conflicted about it not being there. Do better, Andrew. We also have some news from Apple. Well, about Apple, I'll say. It's not necessarily from Apple. We have some news about something that's a long-standing tradition in the security community, and that is bug bounties. So you find a flaw in software, you report it to the company, and then depending on the size and severity and that sort of thing, they will generally basically write you a check for whatever it is that you've discovered.
Well, apparently you would hope that they write you a check.
Well, that's what bug bounty programs are for. Like, that's part of what is enticing about them is that, if I find this, and I report it to whichever, whatever company makes that software, there's a presumption in a lot of cases, depending on who the company is, that they will write you a check, that you will get money as a result of that.
Yes. So this article from the Washington Post, it mentions there are a bunch of security researchers who aren't really happy with the bug bounty program. Mm-hmm. They say many who are familiar with the program say Apple is slow to fix these reported bugs and does not always pay the people what they believe they're owed. And another reason they're unhappy is it's something Apple is well known for, and nobody should be surprised by this. It's because Apple is a very private, secretive company. And they say, let's see, where'd that quote go? Just that, ultimately they say Apple's insular culture has hurt the program and created a blind spot on security.
Yeah, and that's not what you want to hear. Especially as we are hot on the heel, not hot on the heels, but as we are, in preview mode of an event where Apple's going to debut new hardware, and we're probably going to get release dates on new software, and all the kinds of stuff that's going to make people want to go buy a bunch more Apple hardware. It would really be nice if we could sort of rely on those things to be. Basically, it's handled like everyone else handles them. Everybody has flaws and everybody has security holes. And it's not great for people whose job is this sort of research to be like, they have a blind spot when it comes to that. Like, that's that again, today in Sleep Tight Kids, we've got some news about this bug bounty program.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because everyone does have security flaws. And another thing this article points out is that companies like Google and Microsoft, their bounty programs pay a lot more than Apple does. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem for Apple, because not just Apple doesn't pay them enough, but some other entities like these governments that we mentioned, they could pay for, zero-day attacks or whatever, which is bad, right? Like, a government is paying these people so that, for bad purposes.
Because we'd like to find out, before Apple finds out, about the thing that makes it so that I can turn on the camera on your phone without you being notified, and now I can spy on anybody I want. That's a very lightweight,
Yeah, it's just like, a price competition.
That's part of why I find it also unfortunate, because, this is not a good look for Apple, when it, latest in a series, to be completely honest. And while we're on today in bad looks for Apple, we actually are recording slightly later than normal, because we have some news about one of Apple's court cases.
So this is the latest development in the court case between Epic Games and Apple. It's a long case. It's a long story, but it revolves around
App Store rules. To put it mildly.
Yeah, App Store rules and, you know, in-app purchases, because Apple did, or Epic didn't want to pay Apple's, you know, 30% App Store tax. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. A lot of things happened. Apple removed Fortnite from the App Store. But so this latest ruling is that this judge, Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers, she has issued a permanent injunction against Apple about these rules. So the quote from the ruling is, Apple is permanently restrained and enjoined from prohibiting developers from including in their apps and their metadata buttons, external links, or other calls to action to direct customers to purchasing mechanisms. So, summary, developers are now able to direct, add purchase buttons and direct customers to purchase, you know, whatever in-app purchases they have, mm-hmm. Using outside methods and not through Apple's payment system.
Okay. So I will point out also, Fight for the Future weighed in on this. And part of the reason I want to point that out is because they called it monopolistic App Store policy. And
yeah,
I disagree, because you can't call it monopolistic unless you're only talking about iOS. And iOS itself is not a monopoly. Yes, right now there is one payment method for things that you wish to buy via your phone, you know, like for your phone. And, you know, in the iOS App Store, the only payment method you have is the one to Apple that gives Apple 30% of that transaction, or, you know, or 15. I know there's like a little asterisk on the 30% now, but the fact remains. And Apple doesn't have that on Android devices. Apple doesn't have that on anything else that it is a mobile operating system. You know, like, that's not how that works. So it's not a monopoly. Unless you want to talk about it being on iOS, this is the only payment method. Yes, then in that case, it's correct. But they're trying to make it sound like this is, you know, the way for everybody. And that's simply not true. And part of the reason that I want to point that out is because Epic also hauled Google to court over the same thing. And so, and I don't know if we've heard how it came out against them as well, because I didn't think the ruling was everybody, but I also haven't had a chance to dig into it very far. So,
and the judge, she agreed on some of those lines too. She said, under California's competition laws, Apple has not engaged in anti-competitive behavior. So that's the part that Apple is highlighting and trumpeting. Hey, look, we aren't a monopolist.
Yeah. And also, the other piece of this that is sort of interesting, like, that sounds like maybe it doesn't look good for Apple. But also, the court did say that Epic was, in fact, in breach of contract when it decided to just haul off and open up their own app store in Fortnite. And so Epic has to pay Apple 30% of the revenue they got when they started doing that, which is something like $3.5 million.
So. More than that. Huh. So that was the other part of that. Thanks for the reminder. so as part of this ruling, Apple is not required to let Fortnite back onto the app store. And, she says, like you said, Epic has to pay Apple damages, 30% of their revenue that they made through their own payment system, which was over $12 million.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing that I saw said like three, like at least three and a half. And I was, oh, dang. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So it sounds like it's going really well for Epic over there. So I think, as always, whenever we end up talking about Epic and the App Store and all of that, this is going to continue to evolve. We're not sure where this is going to end up. We'll see what happens. I think regardless of where the case ultimately ends up, we know Epic is on the hook for a certain percentage of stuff that they do have to pay, regardless of whether or not the case goes to appeal, whether or not Epic ultimately wins or loses this case. They're still on the hook for the part where they are in breach of contract. So there is that.
Yeah.
And I also think it's particularly interesting that that this is set up under California's competition laws. And the reason for that is because they have more, there are a lot more regulations about that sort of thing in the state of California than there are in other places. Just like you see a lot of the patent folks take people to court in a particular part of Texas because there are,
yes.
they are more likely to win patent troll cases in that particular court. So same idea. I think that's part of why this ended up in California in the first place. So we will continue to keep you apprised as the situation continues to evolve, as we are certain it's going to, because this is by no means over. And yeah, and you can count on Epic to make sure everybody knows that. So I think that's going to do it for us today. I just want to give people a housekeeping note here. I know you are normally accustomed to receiving the show in your feeds at a particular point in time every day. And on Tuesday, we have the Apple event that's happening basically right during the time the show is normally recorded and then put out. So we're going to wait. So on Tuesday, after the iPhone event, we're going to get together all the information we can, find a couple of people who want to sit and chat with me about it. And that show will just happen a little bit later than normal on Tuesday. So when you don't see it at the time that you normally get the show to pop up in your feed, don't worry. We will be around on Tuesday. We're just waiting to make sure that we can talk about everything first. So once the event is over, depending how long that takes, we don't know anymore. Once the event is finished, we'll have everybody on and we will talk about what we just saw announced and ask all kinds of questions, because we won't have answers to anything at that point. And we will let you know at that point. Also, if you have questions about anything that we've been talking about, or if you have questions about something you would like for us to talk about, by all means, give us that feedback. You could do so at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. So that's going to do it for us today. Andrew, as always, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, same. Thanks for having me, and have a good weekend, everyone.
Indeed. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.